die then? Quick. Should we go? Oh. Like a phone, like mummy's phone. Like all the way down then. Go, ring, 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 ring. Ring, ring, it's ringing, Jessica. Hello, hello. How are you? You want to speak to Jessica? You can say hello, Jess. You say hello? Say hello. I'm on the phone. Oh, has mummy got to do the talking? How can I help you? Ah, oh, are they gone? Oh dear. Wrong number? Yeah. Oh, sorry, Jess. You want me to make another call? Who should we call? Should we call... Oh, Granny Granddad.
Dad?
No, hang up. Okay. It's very useful having it on wheels, isn't it? And you can just move it towards you and go. Oh. Is that so? You tell them, Jessica. Oh, is the phone for Dolly? Can we give Dolly the phone? Dolly can say, hello, I'm Jessica's Dolly. I don't want Dolly speaking to anyone. Fair enough. You tell Dolly. Oh, is the phone for doggy? Oh, I'm sorry. Mummy get it wrong. Hello, hello. I'm Jessica's doggy. I'm Duplo dog.
It's
Jessica's doggy. I'd like you to come out and play. Can you come and play? Oh, there you go. Of course. Duplo dog and Dolly playing together. Oh, it looks like they're having a nap. Too much excitement, Jess. There goes the phone. Oh dear.
Look.
try to go? Oh, well done, nearly. Try to climb onto the sofa, Jessica. It might be easier if you let go of Dolly. You put Dolly on the sofa. Okay, mummy hold Dolly? No? Okay. Are you giving mummy a cuddle? Cuddles for mummy.
Daddy.
Oh, for daddy. Well, daddy's in the kitchen. Cuddles for mummy. Who's on the phone now? This phone is constantly ringing. Hello, oh, you would like to speak to Jessica? Can I ask why? You want her to come and play? Or should we ask Jessica?
Hi.
Jessica, your dolly wants to play with you. Say hello, Dolly.
Dolly,
yeah.
Dolly.
Was that a maraca? Jessica and Dolly going for a drive on the duck? No? Go out on the duck? What would you like? Would you like to play with your building bricks? What should we build? They're very heavy. There we go. There's one. Are we keeping them in the bag? Should we build a tower? We've got one brick. Mummy's not very good at building towers, is she? Try building it with a bigger base. Do you know if you have a bigger base, it's better? No. Make it more stable with a bigger base. Seven. You gonna put eight on top there? Crash. Okay, back up to four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Well done. Nine.
power, isn't it? 11. Well done, Jessica. Oh, is that one in the back of the bag? We don't want to use that one. We only got to 14, but we could probably get all the way up to... Oh! You want to build another tower? And that would be all the bricks out the bag. One brick stuck. Do you want me to help? Look, there we go. You gonna put your hand in there? Get it out. Oh, we're putting all the bricks back in the bag again. Okay. There they are. We've got a tower of 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 11. Crash! We know we can make it to 20 bricks, are we? Crash, crash, crash. Nope. Is it for Jessica? Or is it for Mummy? Oh, a round of applause for Mummy. Oh, lovely. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Mummy, read Jessica's story, and then she can earn a round of applause. Because, you know, we kind of clap people who do good things when they do good things. And look what Mummy's got. Mummy made you glass off. That's amazing. There we go. Puffy Cat and her friends are having an adventure on a rocket ship. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off! Zuzu floated about inside the rocket. It was fun. But he knocked the door lever by mistake and oh no, Owl got sucked out into space. The puppy cat tied onto Mope around her tummy and floated out to rescue Owl. Then Mo and Alma and Zuzu pulled them back in. Heave ho, heave ho. Just then their friend Egbert arrived. He was dressed up as Cluckaroo, a space monster. He wanted to take control of the rocket. Egbert said he knew how to fly the rocket, but he didn't. Ha ha, he cackled. Oh, bless you. Bless you. Lovely. He steered the rocket straight into an asteroid storm. Bang, crash, bang, crash. The asteroids hit the rocket on all sides. Everyone was tossed around. Oh, bump. Egbert didn't like the asteroids at all, so he left the others on the rocket. Bye, Egbert. You going to wave goodbye to Egbert, Jessica? No? Okay. Zuzu breathed, took over the controls and flew the rocket away from all the asteroids. I did it, cheered Zuzu. Yay! Give Zuzu a round of applause. No? Okay. Then Poppycat and her friends floated and flipped and tumbled all over the rocket until it was time to go home. What an exciting adventure. The end. Really? My goodness. You won't want me to read it again. Ooh. Poppycat and her friends were having an adventure on a rocket ship. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off! Zuzu floated about inside the rocket. It was fun. But, oh no, he knocked the door lever by mistake and Al got sucked out into space. Poppycat tied on some rope around her tummy and floated out to rescue Al. Then Mo, Alma and Zuzu pulled them back in, saying, heave-ho, heave-ho. Just then, their friend Egbert arrived. He was dressed up as Cockaroo, a space monster. He wanted to take control of the rocket. Dun, dun, dun. Egbert said he knew how to fly the rocket, but he didn't. Ha, he cackled. He steered the rocket straight into an asteroid storm. When the asteroids hit the rocket on all sides, everyone was tossed around. Whoa, bump! Egbert didn't like the asteroids very much, so he left the others on the rocket. Bye, Egbert! Say bye-bye to Egbert this time, Jess? Nope. Zuzu bravely took over the controls. Oh, we're going back in the book. No, baby, let's go forward. Wrong way. There we go. Zuzu bravely took over the controls and flew the rocket away from all the asteroids. I did it, cheered Zuzu. Yay! Well done, Zuzu. Then Poppycat and her friends floated and flipped and tumbled all over the rocket until it was time to go home. What an exciting adventure. The end. You see the doggy, Jessica, in the book? Where's the doggy? Where's doggy? Doggy, isn't it? Is that beans? You want me to read you the wee beans? I'll have to take this bit back to the library, Jess.
Doggy.
It's the doggy. Here's beans. One windy Thursday, while Zoe was hanging out her pants to dry, a huge gust of wind blew across the garden and whoosh! Zoe's dress inflated like a balloon and she flew up into the air. I think that might happen today with you. You're wearing a skirt, aren't you? Maybe it has to be a dress though. Ping went the washing line. Squealed Zoe. Ping went the washing line again. Grab hold, beans, we're going up. Up went Zoe, up went the pegs and the pants and the washing line. Up went beans, up they floated, up into the blue sky, up above the town, up, up, up into the clouds. Ooh. Suddenly there was a terrible rushing, rumbling, roaring.